Hi, this is Dennis Waitley. I'm excited about participating in this program because I've known Wayne Dyer for many, many years. In fact, I've known him since 1978. He and I first appeared at Wing Stadium in Kalamazoo, Michigan, on a positive thinking rally along with Norman Vincent Peale and Zig Ziglar and Paul Harvey and Robert Schuller. And I was really impressed then, as I am impressed now, with his ability to take complicated concepts like personal responsibility and bring them right to the public level so that everyone can understand that life is a do-it-with-God-for-others-to-myself project. Probably more than any other author, Wayne Dyer has told us that we're the CEO of our own lives and the architect of our own future. And he's matured from a pragmatic person into a very deeply personal and spiritual person. His dimension has grown. And he's taught me a lot through the years that instead of concentrating strictly on business, that we need to get the full measure of enjoyment in life, that we should chase our passion, not our pension, and that if we can find something that we must do that calls us to serve other people, that we'll do something that we love, and we'll love what we'll do, and we'll deliver more than we promise, and our name and work will outlive us, and we'll leave a legacy. But the most important legacy that we'll ever leave is the legacy of laughter, of personal enjoyment, of really living life rather than just watching it as a spectator. And that's what I know Wayne calls, as I do, living in prime time. Instead of watching other people making money, having fun in their profession, we should have fun in our professions and balance that with joy in our personal life so that we have the renewal so that when it comes back to our profession, we're relaxed and rejoiced and refueled to continue on this marvelous journey called life.
Volume 4, Embracing an Attitude of Enjoyment.